You're listening to SBS News.
When a powerful earthquake struck the eastern edge of Afghanistan last month, critical goods supplied by UNICEF were among items flown in. Blankets, shoes and warm clothes for people who'd lost their homes and belongings. The aid organisations painted a dire picture of living conditions in Afghanistan almost a year after the Taliban returned to power. It says 24 million Afghans are in need of urgent humanitarian help, with more than half of them children. The country is experiencing its worst drought in 37 years. UNICEF's Sam Mort has been working in country and says there's a malnutrition crisis.
Since August 15, when international donors pressed pause on the aid and the sanctions kicked in, life has become more difficult for the people of Afghanistan, especially the children. So right now we have 3 million children acutely malnourished, 1 million of which are at risk of severe acute malnutrition, which means they could die unless they get urgent therapeutic food.
The organisation says 8 out of 10 Afghans are drinking contaminated water, with hospitalisations as a result.
And then because of the compromised health system, we're seeing the spread of preventable childhood diseases. Things like measles, acute watery diarrhoea, cholera are killing children.
The decision by foreign governments to freeze developmental aid to the Afghan government has also had an impact on the nation's demining efforts. This month, the Afghan government agency that oversees mine clearance told Reuters it had laid off the majority of its staff back in April because it had lost much of its funding. In the 7 months to March, about 300 Afghan children were killed or maimed by landmines and other unexploded devices, according to the United Nations Children's Agency. Mine clearance workers from the Danish Refugee Council are continuing their painstaking work. The council's Secretary General, Charlotte Slent, says they're also educating children about the dangers of mines and how to avoid them.
The issue of landmines and unexploded ordnances is a very, very big problem in Afghanistan. Afghanistan is actually one of the most contaminated countries on earth. According to the national institution, DMAC, on demining, above 100 casualties per month in Afghanistan due to the landmines.
In the US State Department's annual Trafficking in Persons report, Afghanistan is listed among countries whose governments have engaged in a pattern or policy of recruiting child soldiers and trafficking people for sexual slavery or forced labour. Under Taliban rule, Afghanistan's seen a rollback of rights for girls. They're no longer allowed to attend secondary school. But even before that, UNICEF estimates 4 million children were out of school. It set up a program of community-based classes. Around 10,000 are underway, with plans for another 5,000 by the end of the year. Learning, though, remains a challenge for the children, says Sam Mort.
When I go out and about around the country, when we're talking to mothers and families, on one hand, they'll say, you know, it's great that UNICEF has opened a community-based class in the village, but when my child wakes up in the morning, there's no breakfast. And I beg the neighbours for food. They don't have food. So my son or my daughter goes to school crying with hunger. And if a child is going to school crying with hunger, that's a child that's not going to be learning well.
For a second year in a row, drought is expected to result in poor harvests. Food already in short supply is predicted to become more expensive. UNICEF expects more people to go hungry and is preparing.
UNICEF is working hard to bring in as much aid as possible, including packages of ready-to-use therapeutic food, the peanut paste that saves the lives of children who are severely acutely malnourished, and we're stockpiling that in our warehouses all over the country to alleviate another malnutrition crisis.
Miss Mort says she remains cautiously optimistic, though.
We cannot give up hope. We will not give up hope, and we will do our best until we see all girls back in school, where we see children with full stomachs going to school, where we see children vaccinated.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.